Thanks for listening to The Drive on Demand. Before D-Mac starts whining about Mike Evans again, let me ask you, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.
Training Camp 2020 Locked and Loaded is presented by FastSellGuarantee.com. Here's The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
Take off.
Oh.
To the great white north. Take off.
What?
It's a beauty way to go.
Yeah.
Take off.
2020 Avalanche stars.
Power play on both double reshots. Save rebound. Score! Giannis Donskoy cleans up in the blue paint just as the power play expired and the Avs have taken a 2-0 lead.
So you got the Nuggets. And by the way, Tyler, it wasn't just a great game by Michael Porter Jr., it set a new Nuggets record. For the most points by a rookie. He's a rookie? He's a rookie. The most points for a rookie in a two-game span. The previous mark was 66. Porter Jr. has scored 67. And so Porter Jr. just broke a record held by Carmelo Anthony and Dikembe Mutombo.
How about that?
What? Are you kidding me? And now, at the end of one, 2-0 Avs over the Stars. And we go to our pal, Adrian Dater, who is filled with moose meat and smiles as the Avalanche are beating the Stars 2-0. Adrian, what is the scene there in Edmonton?
Guys, I'm sitting right here in the rink. In the concourse, there's a bunch of tables set up for us. And we're between periods here. There's not a sound here in this place. But the players are going to come out here in about another two or three minutes, and it's 2-0 Avs after one period. That's the scene here.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. How about that, getting off to a 2-0 start? Talk to us about the goals, man.
Yeah, it was Avs got a power play early, and Cale Makar just about blasted one right through the net, made it 1-0. And Avs were at the end of another power play. Right when it ran out, Sam Girard throws a puck on net. The Stars goalie kind of fumbled it away. And Jonas Donskoy with an easy backhander. It's 2-0 here. Shots were 14-13 for the Avs. And, otherwise it's like I've been writing and saying everything for my site calling out Hockey Now. It's just absolute utter silence. Otherwise, I've got a whole hockey rink to myself.
So where are you watching the game? Are you watching a TV of the game or a TV?
No, dude, I'm right here. No, I'm sitting right above the ice. I'm live.
Are you in the press box? Man. Are you
I'm here?
Is it a press box?
No, it's it sort of is. It's a makeshift press box from the usual one. They put us like a level lower, right? So we're sort of sitting in the upper concourse area with tables set up like right by the top seats. I'm live here watching the game. I mean,
okay.
I'm way ahead of the TV feed too. So anybody, fair warning to my Twitter feed. Anytime you see anything I post on Twitter, it's going to be like 10 seconds ahead of you. Back home.
All right. So if you literally said, nice goal, Donskoy, he would hear you say that.
He would. He probably would. I mean, literally you can hear, there's nobody here.
Noise, no music, nothing.
There's a little bit of this noise during the game itself between stops to play some music, but like right now I'm looking at the scoreboard and the ice has just got the Zamboni and it's literally no sound whatsoever.
How many media people are actually there?
Right now it's me and a guy from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch named Jim Thomas who has nothing else to do during
no
his
way.
Day but come and see a game. So he's here. He's the Blues beat writer. There's one or two other guys way down the line here. I think they're from the Edmonton papers getting ready to cover their game in a bit.
You've got to be kidding me.
That is insane. But look what Adrian had to go through.
I know.
To be there. I mean, who else is going to do that? And the answer is practically nobody.
Well, hey, I'm not a hero, man, but, there's no way I'm going to miss the Avalanche playoff. I've covered this team 25 years.
No way.
I've never missed an Avalanche playoff game except for a couple games. There were a couple things that happened, but like a death in the family, and I got sick one night. But otherwise, I'd never miss the playoff series, and I'll be damned if I'm going to miss one now.
All right.
Okay, hockey guy. Hockey guy. You sound like a proper hockey guy.
Freaking love it, Adrian. So,
wow.
If you yelled, go Oilers, would everybody hear you right now?
Don't do that.
They would. Now, the team just came on the ice. So you're hearing a little more sound here, probably. But, yeah, I could say something. Hey, go Oilers.
All right. Okay, so it's obviously the atmosphere is beyond bizarre. Obviously.
Way beyond bizarre.
But, well.
There we go.
There you
There's
go.
The siren there.
Oh, is this a home game?
Now they play stuff. It's like it comes on like. It's a real hockey game all of a sudden, but then when the noise stops, it's crickets, man.
Oh, that is so funny. What is the level of intensity then?
Oh, it's pretty high. I mean, these guys want to win. It looks like any other hockey game to me, you know, playoff game. Everybody looks really sharp from what I've seen. I was surprised at how the level of play so far in these playoffs. Nobody looks slow. Nobody looks fat and out of shape. It's really something. It's good hockey. And I've got the whole arena to myself to watch.
That is amazing.
Why
Adrian.
Does everybody amazing. Keep calling it the playoffs? That's confusing to me.
Well, it's the qualifiers in the round robin. They're playing for seeding here, the Avs. But if they win this game, they've got a pretty good lock on the number one seed in the West.
Wow. So will their third game matter? Let's just give them the W here. Will the third game really matter?
It depends on how Vegas does in their second game and the third. They have to play Vegas Saturday. If Vegas wins their next game outright, and they beat the Avs Saturday, yeah, then Vegas would be the top seed. Avs would be second, I believe. There's a lot of hockey to be played, but yeah, the Avs have a very good leg up on the top seed because they beat St. Louis already. And here we go. Here's the drop of the puck.
I'll leave it there. No play-by-play. You're not allowed to do that, but we love the intermission report.
Oh, really?
No play-by-play. No. We don't want to. Don't get us in trouble.
Okay.
Colorado Hockey.
Okay.
ColoradoHockeyNow.com. ColoradoHockeyNow.com. And follow him at Adrian Dater, right?
Great stuff, man.
That's it. A Dater on Twitter. Yep. A-D-A-T-E-R.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you later, all right?
Okay, guys.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Go Bye. Oilers. There you go, the hockey guys on Sportsnado.
Power play almost over. Reshot, save, rebound, score! Giannis Donskoy cleans up in the blue paint just as the power play expired and the Avs have taken a 2-0 lead.
Michael Porter Jr. sets a rookie record. The Avalanche are smoking the Stars right now. The Rockies are in first place and seem unbeatable. Are you kidding me? Don't tell me there isn't sports going on right here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Here's The Drive with Tyler Columbus and Dima.
Dude. How great is this? Of course, we're the hockey guys, but what Adrian Dater has done to be able to cover the Avalanche in a season where they could really, seriously win the Stanley Cup championship, and he's exclusively with us?
I cannot believe that it's him and some dude from St. Louis. That's it. Those are the two guys covering a playoff game.
We probably should have
sort of
thought of that, right, whatever it is. We probably should have thought of that when we were detailing what Adrian had to go through just to have the privilege to do what he's doing.
Absolutely amazing. And for anybody that might not be aware, Adrian, in order to cover this, to go into Canada, you have to go into quarantine the day that you enter the country. And how many days was it? Was he in quarantine?
14!
14 days.
In he was staying
in an Airbnb.
Right.
Having people deliver him groceries.
In like one room.
Amazing.
But and the Canadian Mounties were keeping tabs on him.
Right. They'll apparently have people come knock on your door, see if you're in there.
So who else is going to do that?
Where else are you getting that kind of hockey guy talk?
That's it, man. Just here on The Fan. That's it. Exclusively. Even the company and the station broadcasting the games that doesn't have anybody there.
Not there.
I mean, they're just watching on TV. Well, they can watch it on TV. Well, they have that advantage. We'll get back to your smoke signals and Three-Eyed Raven reports as we go through Sportsnado 2020.
Tornado is getting a little bit more scary. Tornado's getting more aggressive. It's because we got Nuggets win. We got the
last half. Now Porter's going to try it again. White falls down, and Porter has 30.
Just part of the sports tornado. You never know what's going to happen.
That's it.
There's Porter Jr. going for 30. There's Cale Makar scoring goals. There's... I don't know, dude.
It's a high fly ball to deep left field, way back, and gone. Metcalf strikes again.
Get another dinger tonight.
By the way, what deck was that in?
Upper.
I'm looking at these donations. Wow.
Oh, man.
Dude, pedal with Columbus. There's some interesting names. Boy, I'm seeing the names and the donations. Ah, the evil empire is representing a little bit here. That's kind of cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, look at that list. The generosity has just been tremendous.
Yeah, can I mention the 1,500 people?
Yes, you absolutely can, because those people are very important. You know, we had put out...
Paul Talbot. I know Paul.
So Paul's my buddy.
Paul's my guy.
Very, very close friend of mine.
All right, Paul.
He's one of our $1,500 donations. Paul has been directly affected by this as well.
Yeah, how's his business doing? How's he doing?
Not good.
Okay. Paul's a great guy. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks. But wow, how generous then, huh? That's amazing. Thank you, Paul. And then Ryan Mitchell, I don't know, but...
Ryan Mitchell, he's a relief rider now. I know that much.
Do you know Ryan?
I do not know Ryan.
So he's just a good dude.
Just an incredibly compassionate, generous human being.
That is awesome. Boy, how about... You got some Columbus love here too. The family's kicking in as well, huh?
Oh yeah, we got some Columbus love, of course, man. I mean,
is this Ed Green? Ed Green?
That's Ed Green.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the Ed Green. Extremely generous of him to donate. I mean, we got people in media all across Denver that are jumping on board, donating to this deal. I know of multiple other media members that are not right here at 104.3 The Fan, that they're trying to look for ways that they can support this thing.
Right.
Man, D-Mac, I set a goal of $20,000.
Well, by the way, before you go further, the Ed Birkin is a 1,500 guy, too.
Right.
And so, wow, three 1,500 people.
So that was
amazing.
That was a little bit of a technicality here, because we were only supposed to be allowed to have two relief riders on site.
Right.
But we actually got it approved that we're going to have all three of those guys.
Oh, very nice.
They're going to be on site. But that's it. We're done with the relief riders. We cannot have anybody else. We can't have any more people on site.
Oh, man. Well, you know how I ride. I want to up the ante then. So we got to maybe think of some more things here, right?
Yeah.
Get some more incentives going.
Oh, yeah. We're
going
to come up with some more incentives. We're going to come up with some cool ideas. You know, we might get some inside access. You might get some VIP experiences with D-Mac and myself. But there are still... plenty of giveaways. I mean, you know, you don't have to have $1,500 to be a major part of this deal. I mean, if you can come up with $50, if you can come up with $100, $10, there are giveaways all the way through it, whether it's a sticker, whether it's a water bottle, a cycling jersey. The cycling jerseys are awesome.
Yeah. How much is a cycling jersey? What does that run you?
$300.
How many people we got? One,
Two. So we got two so far, but that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there'll be more. The cycling jerseys are crazy. I still have a few strands of Super Bowl confetti.
No, I wouldn't. No, we're not doing that one again, D-Mac.
No, we're not going down that road again. We're not doing that.
What are you even thinking right now?
The top six is coming up. Our Sportsnado will roll on, and we love seeing your feedback on the text line. You know what's awesome, guys? We can't see any of this on TV. Thanks, Sportsnado. We did try to. Thank you. Baseball game will be on TV tonight. I'm addicted, man. Holy cow. Watching the baseball. I am just addicted. They're doing a great job, too.
It's just become normal to not have fans in the stands now. Now when I turn on the game, it doesn't even feel weird.
Doesn't bother me for a second. The cutouts, I mean, I understand doing the ex-Rockies players there. Okay. I'm ready for some new cutouts, maybe, but...
The Rockies didn't exactly go all out on the cutouts.
I don't even want to say it. They're fine. Everything's cool. I'm glad they're playing. And, you know, obviously the news about Oberg was potentially devastating. And I heard Patrick Saunders earlier, like, will we ever see Wade Davis again? Really? Seriously? He just might be done. And they don't really have a closer right now. They don't. So we'll see what Bud Black continues to do. But you know what you have to do to figure that out? You have to have the lead. You have to be playing well. You have to be in a game. And the Rockies are, boy, are they holding up their end of the bargain.
Just playing amazing baseball. It's great to have Nolan Arenado have the bat come to life here a little bit the last couple games. He's not exactly lighting the world on fire, but he's got back-to-back homers. So that's cool. I'll take that.
Yeah, we talked to Peter King earlier, and he was saying he had Nolan on his fantasy team, or he calls it rotisserie. He goes old school. It's the same thing.
I didn't even know what that meant.
Rotisserie is what it was originally called a million years ago.
When was that before I was alive?
Yeah, yes. Before you were alive. What year were you born?
85.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure, because it started in the 70s. Yeah. Yes, it was rotisserie before you were alive.
That was a throwback that I didn't know what it meant. Right over the head.
Yeah.
And I'm a tall dude.
Right. Rotisserie is fantasy, but if you're super old and you've been doing it for a long time, you'd call it... It's the same thing, though.
Okay.
That is funny. I didn't even think... So when he said that, what'd you think? Like a chicken?
I connected the dots. I figured out what he was talking about. But yeah, I mean, rotisserie chicken, man. Like, right. You gotta rotate that thing.
Right.
You don't want it to get too hot in one spot.
That's a good question, too. I don't know why it was originally named rotisserie. That's a good... We might have to, you know, Google that one up.
Help me out with that one.
That being said, we have great Rockies action for you. We got the Avs. Let me see. Let me just check in here quickly. Halfway through the second is still 2-0 over the Stars. Man, we're enjoying today. Enjoying the Sportsnado. Top six is next.
Miss any of the drive? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 104.3thefan.com.